This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on one end, you know, we're worried about the COVID crisis and the hospitals getting overwhelmed and people dying of COVID. And again, there's a lot of debate on how deadly it is. We do know the hospitals are starting to become overwhelmed. And, you know, we have been asking people to social distance and mask. And many states are kind of under this looming threat that there's going to be more shutdowns, and it's a very anxiety-provoking time. But another little problem that has kind of poked its head, which has kind of been going on for a while now, but is now becoming a little bit more apparent, and some of you have reached out, is when somebody is lying about having COVID to take time off. And that starts to really complicate matters. All right, so mind you, okay, you can't force an employee to come to work. An employee doesn't want to come to work. They don't want to come to work. All right? You know, as an employer, you know, who ran a medical practice, you know, once I detected there was a nurse, you know, who didn't like her job or didn't like a patient that was going to be coming the next day, you know, or something, you know, you want to make sure you remove them temporarily from that situation. There's no sense forcing somebody to work, you know, that doesn't want to work. All right? As an employer, I'm telling you right now, you know, you're forcing somebody, you know, no, you got to come in. You got to show up. You know, they could do passive aggressive stuff. They could do things to, you know, they could steal. They could, you know, or they could be miserable and have poor customer service. But the problem a lot of employers have is those that do get to stay open and are scared to death that their governor, whoever it is, whoever state they live in, is going to shut things down in a week or two. They want to make sure that they are still bringing in income to keep things afloat. And there's been apparently some shenanigans, okay, sorry to use that word, where, you know, people ask for time off for the holidays. The employer's like, I don't think we can, we're understaffed. And then the employee comes back saying, I've been exposed to COVID. So employers have been reaching out to me going, what are they allowed to do? Are they allowed to ask for proof? Are they allowed to, do they have them get a doctor's note? So let's just quickly talk about this. So, all right, according to the CDC, if anybody thinks they've been exposed to COVID, they quarantine. Doesn't say anything about a doctor's note. Doesn't say anything about proof. So many employers are like, yeah, employees will claim they got exposed to COVID, all right? But if the employee does claim they got exposed to COVID, it's 14 days. They can't turn around 3 days later and go, oh, you know what, I feel fine. I mean, if you think you were exposed, the incubation period is 14 days. So they're off 14 days. Now, some employers are like, you could come back if you don't have symptoms. In fact, remember the CDC even said they don't even have to test if they don't have symptoms. Because what happens is employees are just off every 14 days, every 14 days. But the CDC kind of reversed that, and they still have, as the guideline, if you were exposed, you're off for 14 days. If you have active COVID, you're off for at least 10 days. And you do not come back if you have a fever. You do not come back if your symptoms haven't improved. So the CDC gives us fairly good guidance. I mean, some of us might say people should stay off longer, but the CDC gives us proper guidance on what to do if somebody's been exposed. We don't have any guidance if we think someone's lying or they're trying to play the COVID card. And you know, my answer to employers all this time when people were coming back to work and they didn't want to come back to work and they still wanted to collect unemployment and all that was, look, then just hire people that want to work. You cannot force somebody to come to work, all right? If somebody claims they have COVID or were exposed to COVID, you got to go with it. You could be in a crap load of trouble if you don't. So you have to let them off. But what employers are allowed to do, especially in the current environment, is start to get extra people on the board. You can start to get extra employees. Now, where it gets tricky is if you have somebody that keeps calling out saying, I've been exposed to COVID again, I've been exposed to COVID again, okay, can you fire them? Well, as a doctor, I don't want employees scared to admit they were exposed. Remember, we're trying to do whatever attempt we're doing to control a pandemic in whatever fashion we can, which isn't very good. So I don't want an employee scared that they're going to lose their job if they keep calling out for COVID exposure. But unfortunately, there are employees out there that are ruining it for the rest of us. Just like the first woman that cried she was raped when she wasn't, right? And she, you know, now messed it up for anybody that's been assaulted because people don't believe us, you know? And there's always people that ruin the system. So now we're coming up on the holidays, and yes, COVID cases are rising. So there is an argument that maybe they were exposed, but now you have employees wanting off. And for those essential businesses or those businesses that are open during the holiday season and they're hoping that they have all hands on deck, they're struggling. So all I can recommend to you all, because again, you don't want to force anybody to come to work that doesn't want to come to work, whether they're lying or not. You also don't want to force somebody who was exposed to COVID to come to work. All right? Until we have the landscape or the attitude towards COVID as well, it's like a cold, it's like a flu. Okay, you know, we are going to have these very, very strict guidelines out there of when people can come to work. And in fact, I haven't told my employees, if you're sick, don't come to work. I don't care if it's cold. I don't care if it's a flu. The difference, though, is flu, you'd be off a few days. This, 2 weeks. How is an employer supposed to stay open? So you're hearing more businesses are closing, even though they're allowed to be open. It's not just about the 50% maximum capacity, or in some states, 25% maximum capacity. It's if they don't have staff that want to work. So my suggestion to you as an employer is if anybody thinks they're exposed, do not let them come to work because, again, you don't want to expose others. Safety comes first. The last thing you want to do is have a bad reputation of having a place that can spread COVID. But if you do believe you have people that are trying to take advantage, all you can do is make sure you have more staff, hire more staff. This way they could be off the 2 weeks, and then when they come back, hopefully resume shifts. But I get you. I know people are taking advantage of the situation. I know it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Kaylee McEnany right now is giving a press conference, my guess, on the updated election result information. You know, it's interesting. You know, I was talking to some people and they, you know, were saying, you know, I kind of miss Trump. I go, you know, what do you mean? And they go, well, you know, he's not out there. We don't, you know, hear him. We aren't, you know, seeing what his next move is. And I know the country's been pretty split, but you have people out there that loved what he did. They loved, you know, what he, you know, stood for and the changes he was making. And then you have others going, oh, this couldn't come fast enough. And so, which, by the way, I just have to say, I'm still blown away that you could have that much disagreement on one person, you know? Like, you know, people will listen to Taylor Swift, not looking at her politics, but they'll be like, yeah, you know, her music's pretty good. And some people are like, ah, you know, her music is eh. But do you really have people say, I hate Taylor Swift or I love Taylor Swift? Same thing with Brad Pitt. You have people go, yeah, you know, Brad Pitt, he's a good actor. You'll have some people go, eh. But you just don't have the love-hate. Well, maybe some people love Brad Pitt, you know? But, you know, when it comes to politics, it just doesn't seem like, ah, he's okay. Nah, I'm okay with it. It just seems to be you either love him or hate him. And I just don't understand how an American or two Americans could differ so much on how they think the country needs to be run. Now, I know some of you guys are laughing. You're like, well, Dr. Dahl, you obviously didn't work in corporate America. I have worked for corporations. And, yes, I have seen differences in opinions. All right? One opinion makes perfect sense. The other is completely idiotic. And I don't want to say that to insult one side or the other. But it blows my mind that some of the suggestions are just so out there and they're so wrong and they hurt the company. And when, you know, I would talk to other people within the company I'd work for going, why would they make that decision? And I just couldn't reconcile it until they go, well, because it helps their personal career. It helps them. You know, so you know, if you hear, you know, people say open borders and let anybody who wants to come in, and you're thinking, but you're like, well, what about the drug dealers and, you know, what about the criminals? Why would anybody be for that? Well, because, you know, possibly they could provide votes for one side or the other. Well, this is why it stinks, because politics, you know, politics gets in the way of good management. It does. You know, we need management. We need a leader. Right? You know, we need to make decisions that help protect America. I do want to help other countries. My father was an immigrant. My grandparents were immigrants. You know, I'm a first-generation American on my father's side. Thank God America had immigration policies. Thank God, you know, my father was able to learn English. He was able to take the citizenship test and apply for citizenship. And I'm so grateful for the immigration process America has. I thought it was a good process. Maybe the process needs some tuning up lately. Yeah, you know, maybe there's more people coming to America. I don't really know in terms of percentages because, you know, World War II, post-Holocaust, you know, certain oppressions that happened throughout multiple decades. There's always been people trying to flee to America. So, you know, I mean, do we have more people? We might have more in terms of numbers, but, you know, so it really frustrates me that we see such a disparity and, you know, such a pendulum swing when it comes to people thinking what needs to be done for this country. And I get both sides have, you know, I get that, you know, both sides have political gains and that's what politics is. It's not just one side that's completely good. Both sides mess around, you know, and I get that. But, you know, we're right now looking at recounts, all right? And what's happening in Georgia and Michigan and Nevada, and, you know, we're hearing the cases of fraud. We're hearing the affidavits, and you hear the Democrats say there is no evidence of fraud. Now, I learned very early on in my training that you never say all, none, because you're proven wrong if there is one simple case. So when I hear people coming out there in the media going, there was absolutely no evidence of fraud, that's probably not the smartest thing to say, because it almost shows that you're trying to ignore everything. There's always fraud in every election. Every election, there's a ballot that was submitted by a dead guy. And sometimes it's a bunch of teenagers going, oh, this is funny, look, we found a ballot. Well, let's put Mickey Mouse on here, or let's vote for so-and-so. There is fraud in every election. We know this. We report it. We make jokes about it. So I don't think anybody should actually say there was, quote-unquote, no voter fraud. Of course, every election has, you know, ballots and some stupid stuff going on. But the degree and the amounts of what is happening is what's being debated. And, you know, people will say, oh, well, you know, it only was, you know, 10 votes or 20 votes or 6,000 votes, so it didn't make a difference. And I think this is where we actually make a stand and we stop all fraud. Because, as I said, with my Petri dish analogy, if I had a contaminated Petri dish, right, and I've had that when I would do research, you know, during undergrad, I was not allowed to pick out the contaminated pieces and then show my boss the rest of the Petri dish, saying the rest of the Petri dish is completely fine. No. No. You had to throw the Petri dish out. I had to start over. If my results were contaminated, I had to start over. Everybody's complaining about the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And they're like, well, if there's any, you know, we don't want it fast-tracked. We want to know that it's accurate. We want to know that it's completely safe. Yeah, you want to know it's completely safe. You have every right to. If you think somebody lied, if you think somebody contaminated the process or contaminated the data, you're not going to want anything to do with the shot, right? So why is it any different with an election? And, you know, I have a lot of intelligent friends who are Democrat, a lot of intelligent friends who are Republican, and when I talk to them about the election, you know, when you hear somebody go, oh, you know what, it's okay if there's some dead people that voted. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. You know, you're like, isn't it a big deal that somebody, you know, was messing with the ballots? Doesn't this bother you? Oh, well, it wasn't that much. Yet that's the same person that would have an issue if there was false data on a medication they were getting. There's hypocrisy here. And that to me is a huge problem. Now, you know, as I believe Kayleigh McEnany is still speaking about some of their proof, and we'll keep you guys posted as we get that. All you saw the media do is rip on Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was sweating, and I think he might have had some, you know, hair color that was dripping down his chin or cheek or whatever, and that's all the media kind of covered. But some of the things he said just shocked the heck out of me. And how come only half the country is shocked? Really? If there was the ability for there to be fraud during this election, then there's the ability for there to be fraud in future elections. Even an election that you want to go your way. But see, people think, well, as long as we're the majority. I don't know how much longer one sort of political party is going to be the majority. You know, both parties have infighting. Some are too conservative, some are too liberally conservative. Some on the Democrat side are too moderate, and some are too liberal. There's a lot of kind of disparity in infighting. And you know, you have Democrats out there that go, look, you know, I didn't like Trump, but I don't really want college for all. I don't want free college because I just finished paying my student loans and, you know, my kids' student loans. Why, if I had to pay, would I want to now pay for somebody else? And so, you know, the Democrats have to be very, very careful about some of the things they're bringing up. And, you know, we're going to be bringing up in the next segment Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez tweeting that the government should pay Americans to stay home. Let's talk about that. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued an order Thursday to recount more than 800,000 ballots cast in Milwaukee and Dane counties. The order required by law after Trump paid $3 million for the recount. The recount will begin Friday and must be completed by December 1st. Milwaukee County officials said they plan to finish the recount by Wednesday. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he has tested positive for the coronavirus and is working from home until he can safely return to Washington. Michael J. Fox has a new book, No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality. In the book, he describes a recent fall in a paraphrased audio clip.
Every day since the spinal cord surgery in April, everyone, doctors, family members, and friends have repeated this message to me over and over. You have one job, don't fall. Yeah, here I am. But for some reason, this just feels personal. Make lemons into lemonade? But I'm out of the lemonade business.
Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 29 years of age. USA Radio News. President Trump will meet with Republican leaders from Michigan at the White House on Friday to discuss plans moving forward on exposing voter fraud in the 2020 election, with hundreds of sworn affidavits claiming the irregularities. Michigan Governor Democrat Gretchen Whitmer calls the meeting an embarrassment to the state. Dr. Anthony Fauci assured the public Thursday that the coronavirus vaccines developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed will be safe and effective.
It was actually an independent body of people who have no allegiance to anyone, not to the administration, not to me, not to the companies, that looked at the data and deemed it to be sound.
Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding nearly all Californians be subject to a 10 p.m. curfew starting Saturday in an effort to curb coronavirus. People will still be allowed to perform essential tasks like walking their dog, picking up prescriptions at the pharmacy, or getting takeout at restaurants. Curfew times are 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, should government pay us to stay home? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Andrew Yang, multiple politicians have brought up, or multiple public figures have brought up, maybe one way to curb COVID is paying people to stay home. And there's pros and cons to that. I have to commend, all right, you know, hearing this come from the Democratic Party, or Republican Party, both sides have, you know, had varying differences on how to approach things. And, you know, with my issues with the ACA Act was it was all about penalty, and I said I'd rather see incentives. So I do have to commend the Democratic side for coming up with an incentive. All right? I keep hearing in the news, you're going to go to jail. You know, if we see you have, you know, a big Thanksgiving, you know, event and there's a party, you know, you could risk going to jail and then being among a bunch of other people in a small room and then possibly get COVID and then have to be released anyway. So it is nice to see incentives, but let's kind of look at the practicality of it. All right? Should people get paid to stay home and not work, or to stay home and not, you know, hang out or go out with others? I mean, can you put a price on somebody's lack of freedom? Now, Vermont, from what I understand, is approving where essential workers get hazard pay, where they will get, I believe, $1,000 a month. They say 20,000 Vermont frontline workers will get extra money. All right, they'll get hazard pay, right? Because I mean, they have to work. You know, I mean, they're you know, employed and they have to be on the front lines. I like hazard pay. I like the idea of those people that don't get to sit home while still making salary on a computer, getting to do Zoom. You know, when everybody, you know, complains about lockdown, I like to kind of look and see what their profession is. And it's funny because many of the people that claim, oh, we need to lock down, people need to stay at home, they're making money and they're getting to work from home. You know, and, you know, the essential workers are like, wait a second, you guys locked down, now it's more on us. Okay, you know, those of you having nice suit jobs, white collar jobs, getting to work from home, getting paid, sit this one out. So, you know, who's fighting for the essential worker? And us going back and forth going, we need to lock down, we need to not lock down. The essential workers are like, Lord have mercy, okay? I mean, does anybody realize what we're going through? So, a non-lockdown spreads out the masses of people. It doesn't necessarily limit. All right. You know, when things opened up now, rather than everybody just, you know, lining up for takeout or line up with certain stores or whatever, you had other options because other places were open. You start to close places down, then a smaller finite amount of people get exposed. And what's happening to them? So Vermont had offered hazard pay. Vermont claims that, you know, they have some of the lowest rates of COVID. But then remember, I mean, Vermont isn't New York in terms of population. So I'm not surprised that Vermont has less. They also don't have big metropolises. I mean, big, you know, so you are going to find states that allow more suburban and rural to do better. That, you know, I mean, one of the reasons why Nevada and California didn't do as badly as, you know, New York is because, again, you know, a lot of the population doesn't have to live right on top of each other. So, you know, mind you, Vermont might have something to it, but what about this concept of to get people to stay home, or to get people to not go to work having COVID, we pay them? All right, well, what are the amounts they're talking about? Well, they're talking about $1,000 a month. Andrew Yang had talked about $1,000 a month. I don't know if Ocasio-Cortez has an actual amount. In terms of the stimulus check, all right, a lot of people got $1,200 who qualified. How did that $1,200 do? Now, I mean, mind you, I mean, you know, you get a check, take it. I wouldn't turn it down. But was $1,200 enough? I mean, I look at a lot of the rents here in Las Vegas. You know, people are paying close to $1,000 for their apartment or their house payment. They have food, they have clothes, they have medicine. It helps. Trust me. I mean, if the government's going to shell out checks, that's great. But does that really do the job? I mean, what is a price tag to keep people at home and to not have them work? Again, if you can work from home, it's fantastic. You're doing great. I can't tell you how many people have said, man, you know, this COVID thing worked for me. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Well, but the average person that doesn't have a place to work, the average person who's a gig worker that doesn't know how they're going to support themselves, you know, they're not doing so good. So, you know, my question to you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is do you think paying people to stay home, right, is the way government should go? Yes or no? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, from a medical standpoint, if you pay somebody to stay home, is that going to stop COVID? That's kind of what the argument is. Let's have the government shell out more money, and it'll help curb COVID. Okay, I mean, money doesn't buy everything. I mean, money might buy Regeneron for people. Money might buy, you know, more medications, more PPE. I think money is integral, all right? But in terms of forcing people to stay home, do you really believe that if somebody was going to get $1,000 a month, or basically $250 a week, or what, $40, $50 a day, getting paid that much, would they stay home day after day after day? Probably not. Okay, we're animals. We need to get out. We need to be around other people. You know, anytime I was sick at home or I had surgery, even when I gave birth, I was at work in 3 days. I could not be home. I needed to be around other people. $50 a day might not cut it. The average person is going to go stir crazy. And then the other issue, I'm telling you, as a physician, I can't tell you how many people I take care of on telemedicine who are working from home. They're home at least 8, 12 hours a day, rarely go out. They still get sick. Yeah, and they'll, you know, they'll call up, they go, yeah, I have a cough, I have a runny nose, I have, you know, and body aches, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this could be COVID. They go, no, it can't be COVID because I haven't left my house in weeks. Well, you're obviously sick with something. So, colds and viruses still get in the house. Is it because of the dog? Is it that the dog runs outside and comes back in? Is it your cats? Is it because maybe there's one family member that is an essential worker that has to show up and go to work? You staying at home might make you a sitting duck. And remember, there was a study that came out saying people that were at home, many of the COVID cases were those in isolation. Now, we are waiting for a study to see if essential workers gain some immunity. If some of these essential workers that kept working and didn't get sick as much was because they were, you know, allowed to still, you know, prime and test and challenge their immune system. I still would rather essential workers be able to go home and get a break. I don't think it's safe for somebody to be exposed to that much. But I would like to see that study. You know, when we heard early on that many of the cases were those that were at home, really, you're going to pay for people to stay home? So my suggestion to any politician that's thinking about sending checks for people to stay at home, mind you, I'm pro-stimulus checks. Don't know where the money's coming from, but I think there's a lot of people out there that need help. Also, can you help us out some businesses? All right? You know, the average business isn't going to be able to use that $1,000 check to keep their store open. They still have to pay rent. They still, even with the moratorium, they're being reminded that they're going to have a big balloon. Alright, they might need a little bit more than $1,000 a month. But what I suggest is any politician thinking about giving people money to stay home, one is make sure that that actually is safe. We don't want a false sense of security if somebody stayed home, not getting vitamin D, not going to the doctor, not doing what they're supposed to, is safer. And then B, alright, let's find out exactly, you know, how we can maybe spend more focus on the essential workers and those that are really at higher risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Macy's may have to close more stores as COVID cases are climbing. And Macy's usually relies on the holiday season to help its bottom line. And holiday shopping is changing this year. There are like Black Friday specials that are supposed to be online. You see commercials, you know, recommending that people go online for Black Friday specials, like for Walmart and others. But it's not the same as what it used to be, you know, for years, decades, where you would eat Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, the family would be over. You didn't know what to do with the family at home. Everybody was going to start getting bored. It's cold outside, so there's really not a lot of outdoor nature stuff you could do. So you're like, you want to know what will hit the stores. And so when you got all this family over at the house, you don't know what to do. You got to entertain them. You got to go shopping yourself. You can make Black Friday an event. You know, then Saturday, people either wrap presents or, I don't know, we do something else. Then Sunday, everybody goes home. It's kind of been the way most people's Thanksgivings have been going. And the Black Friday events allow there to be quote-unquote deals and specials, even though I really think a lot of prices are hyped up. I just do. I've caught it multiple times, but I don't want to accuse any particular company, you know, and maybe everybody got their acts together. But there's usually doorbusters, things that are like, oh my gosh, I could get a TV set for $100 off. Wowee. You know? Maybe there's even some, you know, cheaper goodies that you could get. But for the most part, I think prices get hiked up. I'm very concerned about this holiday season because I think there's a lot of businesses saying this is do or die. And, you know, if we're going to have the crowds and we're going to have people buy and we're going to have people, you know, just spend and want the convenience of going into our store, not anybody else's, we might as well take advantage because we're not going to be around much longer. I'm hearing people have that same concern with certain governors out there thinking if your governor is not going to choose reelection, they might be like, what do I have to lose? So this what do I have to lose could unfortunately put some people in a bind when it comes to shopping. Well, restrictions based on where you live might kind of solve that problem for you where, you know, if a store can only operate at 25% capacity, then it really doesn't make sense to stand in line at 6 a.m. or Thursday night at, let's say, 8 p.m. for Black Friday specials. It just doesn't make sense. Mind you, I like the idea that people aren't going to be run over. What, didn't a Walmart security guard get trampled to death on a Black Friday? I mean, that's sick. That is, I mean, you know, people are crazy on these shopping days. You know, but again, retail needs it. I understand why they need it. I don't think anybody should be dying as a result, but it does need some modifications. Unfortunately, the modifications happening this year is enough to put businesses out. And so Macy's has always been kind of a icon when it comes to holiday shopping. You know, there's the Macy's Day Parade. You see them decorated. Macy's is a store that has everything. You know, I haven't visited a lot of Macy's lately. I really didn't shop a lot at Macy's because it was more expensive. You know, I liked going to Ross. I liked going to JCPenney. I just found better deals. And so, you know, if Macy's does start to face more closures, even if it's temporary, I'm part to blame because I don't necessarily walk into a Macy's. I maybe visit a Macy's maybe once a year. I'm not very, and even with that, I don't shop a lot because I could get stuff cheaper online. So it's, if, you know, me, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, being a, you know, as somebody who likes to buy presents and somebody, you know, I don't like shopping, but, you know, who still, you know, needs to purchase houseware and clothes and things like that. If I barely walk into a Macy's, I can just imagine there's probably some people that never set foot in one. So according to CNBC, Macy's could face temporary store closures as coronavirus cases rise. CEO Jeff Jeannette said COVID is surging again across the country. country, and that continues to impede our recovery. In international tourism and urban areas, the supply chains have opened up, yet problems remain. Now, their online business has grown 27% during the latest quarter, and they do expect it to rise at a very aggressive rate. It could expand even faster. Macy's said its flagship stores, like its Herald Square location in New York City, has been hit the hardest during the pandemic. The lack of tourists and office workers shopping over lunch breaks and after work has hurt traffic. One of the company's locations in El Paso, Texas, is closed because of the surge in cases there. Mall owner Simon Property Group said earlier this month that it had been asked to shut down its Cielo Vista Mall in El Paso. The United States has been logging more than 100,000 new daily COVID infections in the past 2 weeks. We understand a lot of those infections are mild. We get that. I know. But again, if the hospitals are overwhelmed, people, places close, which is why I keep saying, can we help out the hospitals? Can we build new hospitals? Can we come up with surge facilities? If the hospitals are overwhelmed, everybody else seems to, unfortunately, have to close down. And maybe we need to underwhelm the hospitals, help them out. So Macy's is monitoring other communities closely, and they're optimistic that consumers will be eager to get dressed up again post-pandemic. Retailer sales have declined with fewer people visiting its stores for work clothes, prom dresses, and wedding gowns. So if there's no wedding and there's no prom, then people aren't going to be spending a few $100 on a dress. They say people have been wearing the same clothes, lounging in active and casual sportswear. They are going to want to dress up. Macy's shares were flat as of yesterday. So, the online surge, once you shop online, right, you see the pros and the cons. And a lot of, I've noticed, especially during the pandemic, because of time and because I've had to go online and see patients, I spend more time if I walk into a store, and I spend more money if I walk into a store. Yet if I buy online, I don't spend as much. I needed to get a sewing kit because I had to sew my kids' buttons and I had to sew a pillow because some of the down stuff was coming out of that pillow. And I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to find another comfy pillow that we've kind of broken into, so let me just sew, right? Sew it. I mean, we're kind of being a little bit more, practical. I don't throw anything out. I'll reuse it till it completely is ripped up to shreds. When you grow up poor, you kind of are savvy like that. And so I had to buy a little shopping kit. Well, do you think I'm going to walk into a big box store and then, I could buy this and I could buy this? No. All I did was go online. I bought the little shopping kit and then I clicked out, check out. And it was a direct purchase. Nobody could, sway me, we'll buy this, buy this. And trust me, I get ads all the time. People can buy clothes online. I've bought clothes. I've bought shirts online. I've even bought pants online. And some of these places, they know to sell ones that are a little more stretchy and things like that. I would never buy jeans online. I need to make sure the jeans fit. I need to make sure they look good. So that would be an in-person purchase. But you want to know what? I haven't worn jeans all year. No real need to wear jeans. I'm wearing leggings and blouses and comfortable pants and boots. So people are changing their habits. And if Macy's continues to attract people to online sales, and, are people going to, want to go back into a store? They might, but they might realize that they spend less online. Remember, a store's catch is being able to catch you with the other signs and you need this, you need this. If you buy five, you'll get that dollar off. You know how many hairsprays I have because I bought the five? I don't need five hairsprays. So, I think shoppers, if they do end up going more retail, there's really no sense for Macy's or a lot of these stores to have these big, huge real estate, corners of malls. And commercial real estate's in trouble, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Rebel. when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.